period catastrophe. This is when it's going to be catastrophic if it happens at all. I just discovered the power cord to my laptop is not working slash been kinked in too many positions, which is a very San Francisco problem, and is not working. So my laptop doesn't work if it's not plugged in. So we'll see how this goes. If the show abruptly stops midway through anything happening, that's why. So let's give it a whirl. It's going to take me a minute, though, to deal, so I'll be right back.
This opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Mal Dror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Mal Dror's favorite part.
Satan. One more time, motherfucker.
All right, we already mentioned that things are already falling apart on The Cure to Catastrophe, which is just awesome because I wasn't super motivated to do this show anyway. Shay is on assignment, as you might have heard from her last couple of programs. She's got a new job professionally, so good for her. However, that means I'm on my own talking to a wall in here. I believe Island Girl's going to come in early, too, so I at least have a person to talk to. But I didn't do a whole lot of prep. And we'll explain that in a little bit. It won't be a shock to any regular listeners, though. And once again, my laptop is about to crap out, so we'll see how this all goes. RadioValencia.fm. We'll be right back.
was a needle and soon she did the same. At home there were 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting the machine gun. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. Sister could have been it cause she can't afford a feed. I was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reaper for the very first time, and now he's doing horse.
groove. Mr. Miles Davis. Thank you. People, people, got brand new things. People, people, got brand new things. I 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 got brand new things. House quake! Your business. We'll take all comers. We don't mind. We don't discriminate. Look at Miko's pants. Just the pants alone. People, people, no, no. I'm not bullshitting when I say I'm not. Bonnie, how long has it been?
not a huge fan of how abruptly that cut off, but that was Prince featuring Miles Davis. One of the few times they collaborated together that was captured and recorded, that was live at Paisley Park on New Year's Eve 1987. Apparently, trumpet was one of the few things that Prince couldn't play like an expert, so he had to bring in Miles Davis, who was apparently a huge fan. Fuck you, chill out, background music. So yeah, before that we heard Muse's cover of Sign of the Times, which... background music's being uppity today, too. Yeah, before that we heard Muse's live version of Sign of the Times. We already knew Muse are huge fans of Prince. Super Massive Black Hole is basically a Prince... I want to say pastiche, but it was a Prince tribute song. And if you... admittedly, they talk about how much they love Prince. So, and then we kick things off with a band that played live here at the Chapel just this week. And I did not make it out to this show, but my friend Dave Pelling did. The track was called Hannibal, and the band is called Trauma Ray. They were part of like a three or four band shoegaze package that was at the Chapel. None of those bands are huge, but together it was a great bill. Trauma Ray and Glixen and another band that escapes me at the moment. Anyway, yeah, Trauma Ray doing a great, I think, intersection of metal and shoegaze. I fancy a big riff, and those two things can cross-pollinate all they want, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, Sign of the Times by Muse, Housequake by Prince featuring Miles Davis, which also had bits of another song. I love when Prince would do that, just drift into another song in the middle of a thing. But yeah, so today's show, I'm pretty unprepared. Been quite a busy week for me, and I had a program last night, a DJ gig at the Willows, as I do every couple of weeks, and yeah, that those lead to the least preparation for the actual radio show. But a bunch of my friends turned up, so that was nice. It's always nice when folks show up for you. And, but where were we going? Ah, where we're going with this is that in the absence of preparation, I was thinking I might do a whole show. I have a box set, a 13-album vinyl box set of the Prince Sign of the Time sessions, which includes the, you know, the remastered album, and then 45 additional tracks from the vaults from the same era. And then a couple of live shows. So, one of those was the Miles Davis track that was just, that we just heard that was live at Paisley Park. Next, we're going to hear something that's live also from 1987 from Utrecht. This was a whole show. This track is called Play in the Sunshine on RadioValencia.fm.
Sign up on the dotted line. We're gonna dance with glasses. Those are the freakiest glasses I've ever seen. Can I try them on? You see, I'm going to a party tonight, and I could be so clean. Are you going with that same dame? You know, the one with the beautiful chest and the gorgeous mouth. Cause if you are, I was wondering if she had a sister. Cause Wally, that dame is so fine. Check it out, Wally. I'm on the prowl tonight. Cause my baby don't love me no more. She said, well, maybe I do, just not like I did before. Ain't that a trip, Wally? No, I'd give her all my money before I'd give it all to Uncle Sam. Can you believe it, Wally? Where'd you get those glasses? Those are the freakiest glasses I've ever seen. Wally, can you tell me why did my baby la 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 di da. Oh my la di da. Wally, come on, go out with me tonight. We'll tear it up like we used to do. If you wanna bring your lady, it's alright. But if you'd rather stay at home tonight, it's cool. Understand, we'll hook up sometime when I find another than the four of us. I mean the four of us. It's too late for sympathy. Whatever will be, will be. Going to a party, and if I don't find somebody. Wally, where'd you get those glasses? Those are the freakiest glasses I've ever seen.
Curated Catastrophe, and the power cord seems to be barely holding on. So we'll keep doing radio. Thanks for tuning in today and every Sunday, or people of the future, hello, and thank you for listening to the podcast. We're going to focus on Prince today. This week was the anniversary of his death. It was like 10 years or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but I believe I saw that online, so of course it must be true. In that set, we heard Play in the Sunshine and Little Red Corvette live from Utrecht in 1987. And then one of the 45 unreleased tracks from The Vault that came in the Sign of the Times box set, which is called Wally. Much sought after by Prince fans, but now available to you. But did we talk about how the box set came into my possession? This is vaguely tawdry, and I don't want to out too many people for being drunken idiots, but one of my former co-hosts was visiting and was being a drunken idiot. He'd been to Clooney's at 6 in the morning. Came over to my house before his flight at 11 in the morning and was hammered. And, but he bought at Amoeba the Sign of the Times box set, which, you know, must have set him back several bills, large bills. But then he was so hammered, he dropped it all over the floor and scattered all the records over everywhere and was just like, you know what, screw it, you can have it, see you, bye. And he was being so obnoxious and drunk, I was like, I will allow it. Thank you for the gift. So vinyl fell from heaven in the shape of Dr. Junk. It was a very annoying morning, but and if he wants his damn box set back ever, that's totally fine. But it was a consolation prize, I think is the technical term for having to deal with his drunken buffoonery. But enough about that. This is why I now have the 13 album Sign of the Times box set, which is, you know, I realized this when the Fuzz Club record label forgot about my membership for a year during the pandemic, and then sent me like 16 albums all at once of modern psychedelic rock. If you get 16 albums all at once, it's too much of a good thing. This is really, honestly, my first deep dive into this box set. It's got a DVD, too, which I'm pretty excited about. I think the Miles Davis performance we heard earlier is from the visual document of the New Year's Eve party at Paisley Park. So, yeah. Looking forward to checking that out. Maybe I'll go home and do that later. I don't know. But let's jump back into the Prince. We'll continue with the Live in Utrecht 2020 remaster. This track is called Slow Love on RadioValencia.fm, The Curated Catastrophe.
take our time.
Thank you.
like I'm messing up the flow of this new Trek show by jumping in now and then. We heard two tracks from Prince Live in Utrecht in 1987. We heard Slow Love by Prince, which was that extraordinarily horny song that kicked off the set. And excuse me. Sorry, trying to eat some food so I don't die. Then we closed out with one of Prince's patented medleys that featured Take the A-Train, Pacemaker, and I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man. I think I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man is might be my favorite Prince song. It's just got such a great fucking melody. A great track. And that would, you know, featured very much an extended jam on the tune. We're gonna play another one of the tracks that were unearthed from the vault here while I finish choking on my power bar. Excuse me. Shay loves when I cough on the mic. As I mentioned, she's on assignment this week, so it's just me. Island Girl has turned up early, though. So stay tuned for Cheap Hooch. They're doing something weird. You want to... I don't know.
How about that one?
No.
How about this one?
Oh, it's... Oh, hang on.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah, that one works, because that's mic 2.
That's mic 2, and it's working.
You want to explain what's happening on Cheap Hooch this week?
Well, Joey Von Frankenstein acquired a whole box of 45s from some place that Joey goes that I don't know about.
Like on the street or
like I don't know. I think that's a story for our show. I actually have no idea where they came from.
Well, yeah, that was the story I was going for here.
He's going to bring in a bunch of them, and we're going to tell their story and play them on the air. And some of them will be good, and some won't. And that's just how it's going to be.
All right, well, sounds interesting. Stay tuned for Cheap Hooch at the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It is just now turning 3 p.m., so we've got another hour of whatever it is I'm doing, which currently is obsessing about Prince.
A good thing to obsess about.